Some years ago, a group of soldiers gathered together for a social hour. They had seen action in many different areas and so found it interesting to listen to one another, each telling what they had seen and done. One of them, though young, had seen considerable service and had traveled farther than most of them. Finally, he was asked to relate the most outstanding event of his experience. This was the story he told. During World War I, I was walking near my trench one day when I saw a young soldier, even younger than I, lying on the ground intently reading a book. "What book is that you're reading?" I asked. "My Bible," he answered. "Oh," I said, "I've read that book. It never did me any good. Give it up, man. Give it up." "Listen to what I'm reading," he answered quietly. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." This is from John 14, and to me it is a most blessed portion of a precious book. No, friend, I could never give it up. My man, if you knew what a treasure my Bible offers, you'd not want me to give it up. As he spoke, I noticed that the very light of heaven shone on his face. I walked away deeply impressed by his evident sincerity. A few moments later, a shell burst near the place I had just left, the very spot where I had talked to the young boy. Wondering if he were safe, I ran back as soon as the dust had cleared away. And there lay his poor body, with the head completely severed. Sticking out of his shirt pocket, I saw his treasure, his Holy Bible. With a feeling of awe, I withdrew the book from the pocket and placed it in my own. In a very different frame of mind than formerly, I read the dead boy's Bible. John 14 became my daily portion, and soon God blessed it to my salvation. Through it, I found the way, the truth, and the life. I found the same Savior that the departed boy had known and loved. Indeed, that precious book became my treasure and my constant companion. Friend, we have just read to you the testimony of an unknown soldier who, through the witness and death of his companion, came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to recommend to you the Lord Jesus, the same one that these two soldiers came to know. By putting their faith and trust in him, he was able to forgive them of their sins, to cleanse them, to make them new creatures in Christ Jesus. And friend, what he did for those two soldiers, he'll do for you. What he did for me, friend of mine, he'll do for you. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." On the other hand, those who will come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who suffered, bled, died, and was resurrected, this same living Christ will give you today eternal life. Will you trust him? My, how he'll bless you if you will. Amen.